On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. Justin Lee of the PSU football team, our guest, threw what was almost a Beaver touchdown. Not something normal, but congratulations on a great win.
Thank you. It felt really good to beat a ranked opponent, and it's going to give us a lot of confidence moving forward in the season.
We'll get right to the reverse pass. Is it hard to contain your excitement in the huddle when that play gets called?
Usually it is, but before the drive had started, Coach Tesh told me to get ready to run the play, and he actually did a really nice job setting up the drive before that play, you know, to get the defense thinking that we were doing our normal stuff. And when it happened, I initially just wanted to run the ball, but as soon as I got the handoff from Lance, I took a look and probably knew that that wasn't going to happen, so I just tried to buy as much time as I could, and I saw Gandrud open downfield and just chucked it.
I don't even remember. Who was blocking for you a couple of yards in front of you?
That was Christian Metz.
At first, I couldn't tell if he was trying to block for you to get around the corner to run or not, and then all of a sudden, I think you saw Matt, two out of the corner of your eye, breaking free. Could you believe he was that wide open?
Yeah, actually. It had looked like that in practice for 2 weeks, and I don't think anyone else really wanted me to throw the ball, but it worked out.
Don't take this the wrong way, but you got a 15-yard penalty in the game Saturday. I asked Coach Tesh what you said, and he goes, he didn't say anything. So in your mind, was it a little redemption for the kind of the phantom 15 yards?
Not really. I mean, The flag was what it was, you know. I think the ref was just, he thought that I was throwing the ball away from him, and I was actually just throwing it to another ref. So I don't think he saw that, though. And obviously, like Coach Tesh said, I didn't say anything. But, you know, as soon as it was over, you know, I put it out of my mind. I didn't really think about it until the next day.
The emotional roller coaster that game had to be tough on the sidelines. Number one, it's 85 degrees on turf that makes it feel even warmer. You guys are moving the ball early, and then all of a sudden you're having a hard time moving the ball, and then all of a sudden late in the game you're up, and then they block a kick. And what was it like sitting on the sidelines for all that?
It was tough, you know. It was definitely a roller coaster, but I think that we proved that we've matured over the past few seasons, because for most of us it felt a lot like the Mankato game from 2 years ago. You know, we had the lead late in the game, and then they somehow, you know, managed to tie it up, and we went into overtime saying we went here before, and our defense did a great job. They were pretty close to the goal line, and, you know, they had a penalty or two, and after they got that field goal, I think everyone just looking around just kind of knew that we were going to score, and it worked out.
Does it feel even more special to win a game at an opponent who is so good at home and has only lost twice before that?
Yeah, it feels really good. And like I said before, it's going to give us all the confidence that we need to keep working hard and keep winning throughout the season.
It's human nature to kind of take a step back this week and maybe have a come out a little flat or anything like that. How do you try to guard against it?
We just have to keep working hard. As long as, I think if we can keep up the intensity that we had for the past 2 weeks and just keep building on this momentum that we've got going now, we're going to be fine. But like I said, we've got to keep working hard and keep practices intense.
How is being a wide receiver different this year with Lance as compared to last year with Derek, and kind of what their strengths were?
It just seems like you know, the Jedi package works a little bit different now that Lance is back there, you know, because defenses are a little bit more on their toes, and they don't know if Lance is going to run the ball. They don't know if we're going to run option. They don't know if we're going to pass. And they are two different quarterbacks. And I just think that this year, one of the biggest things that we're going to have to get used to as receivers is, once Lance gets out of the pocket for whatever reason, whether or not we're going to get thrown to or we should start blocking. But it's fun. We've had a long time to work out together this summer and throw balls around, so I just think that there's a little bit more chemistry this year because of the work we put in this summer.
As mobile as he is, he can maybe just get out of the pocket and run. And then you've got to realize that and start blocking. He can get out of the pocket, buy himself a little time, and throw, or maybe you've got to cut a route off or anything like that. As a receiver, do you pretty much just accept the fact that what gets called in the huddle isn't necessarily what's going to be run, and know that you always need to kind of keep your head on a swivel, see what's going on behind you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's also important, though, to run the play as it's called and, you know, give that a chance. But obviously, if it doesn't work out, we know that we've got a kid back there who can run and even chuck it downfield if he sees something open. So, yeah, we definitely have to keep our heads on a swivel at all times in this offense.
Congratulations. Good luck this week.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.